Time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and it's our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips, Inilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit research community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the things we're going to be learning about and looking at this week?
Hi, Dave. It's good to be back. Mars and Saturn will be easy to spot in the early evening, but they're going to be setting a little earlier this week as it goes on. Both of these planets will be towards the south if you want to find them. Now, the moon is going to be waning this week, giving us darker skies. And it just so happens that the Chinese Tiangong-1 space station will be making a bright early morning pass over the islands on Tuesday the 17th. It will be passing from the west, southwest to the northwest at around about 4:53 a.m.
Things happening on the ISS. I know you have an update on something there for us.
Yeah, so it's good news for the crew of the ISS this week. Their first 3D printer designed for use in space is being ready for an August launch. So if something were to break and they didn't have the right parts on hand, they would have to wait until the next available launch window in order to receive a resupply. But now, with this new 3D printer, they can manufacture spare parts whenever they need them, without having to wait for that expensive and time-consuming cargo ship from Earth. This is, of course, just an experiment right now, but in the future, if all goes well, space station crews will have a permanently installed 3D printer that they can use on demand whenever they need it. Now, this technology is also being developed to build habitats on the moon, and in fact, in the near future, the Pacific International Space Center for Exploration Systems, that's PISES, right here on the Big Island, will use industrial 3D printing to produce habitats from lava rock. This system is being tested here in Hawaii and may allow us to build roads and buildings right here in the island, right from lava rock, without having to rely on shipments from the mainland and elsewhere. This is a perfect example of how space technology can benefit us right here on the Earth.
And on that August launch to send up the 3D printer to the ISS, is that a SpaceX rocket handling it?
In fact, it is. Yeah, it's the Dragon space capsule.
Okay. Appreciate the update.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Christopher Phillips, Inilo Astronomy Center on Hawaii Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.